Today, Shir's a Masechta Bava Kama on Daf Mem Tes. We will begin with the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom of the Yomid on Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis. Before we begin the Mishnah, let us make a Hagdama with the Pasuk in the Torah upon which the Mishnah and the ensuing Gemara is based on. It is based on a Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Shmos Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Beis, where the Pasuk states, V'chiyunatsu anashim, when two men will be fighting, V'nokfu ishahara, they will collide with a pregnant woman, V'yatsi ladea, and her children will go out, in other words, she will miscarry, V'loi yiyasin, there will be no fatality to the woman herself, the din is, anesh anesh, which means that the person who caused this miscarriage will be punished, which means he has to pay money. Kasher yoshes olav balo isha, as the husband of the woman who lost her children will assess upon him, v'nasan, he will have to pay to that husband. The Torah gives the dmei v'lodis to the husband, biflilim, based on what the judges will tell him to pay. He will have to pay the monetary value of the lost velodis. That is the halacha of Adam Hamazik. Our Mishnah will discuss that halacha, as well as the halacha, what will be if Shor Hamazik, if a Shor does the same thing, will the owner of the Shor be responsible to pay for Dmei velodis? Begins the Mishnah. Shor Shohayim Mischavin L'chaveri. If an ox had intention to gore his fellow ox, and by accident, v'hikosa isha, instead he hit the pregnant woman, v'yotzi ladeo, and she miscarried, potter, the Baal Hashor, is potter midmei v'lodos, from paying the value of the children who were miscarried, because the halacha of v'chiyunatsu anashim is only by anashim, as was mentioned earlier. Rashi brings down on Daf Membeis Amid Aleph. We learn from a pasuk that it's only a din by Adam HaMazik and not by Shor HaMazik. There is no din of Dmei V'lodos. Now Rashi tells us, actually, even if the Shor had kavana to gore the pregnant woman, the halacha would still be the same. Why does the Mishnah say the case Shor Shor Yemeschaven L'Chaveroi, only goring a fellow ox, which would seem to indicate that if he had kavanah to gore the woman, then the Baal Hashor would be chayiv? The Gemara will discuss this question and give the explanation to answer this question. We'll see that in the Gemara. Continues the Mishnah. The Adam Shayim Mischam El Chaveroi, if a person had kavanah to hurt his friend, v'hiko esa isha, and by accident he hit the woman, v'yotzi ladeo, and she miscarried. Then, as we learned in the pasuk in Parsha Mishpatim, mishalim d'mei v'lodos, then in fact, the owner, the person who caused the damage has to pay the value of the v'lodos. Kate said, mishalim d'mei v'lodos, continues the Mishnah, how do we assess the value of the v'lodos? Shaman esa isha kame hiyofa atchela yolda. We estimate what the woman, if she would be sold as a shifcha, how much people would pay for her when she is carrying a child, the kamehi yofa mishiyolda, and how much she's worth now if she's sold when she's already given birth to a child. The Tanakama assumes that she's worth more when she's pregnant, because then the owner will not only be having her as a shifcha, but he will also have her child as an evet, so she'll be worth more. Now that she is no longer expecting a child, she's worth less. The difference, the person who caused the damage would have to pay. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees with the Tanakhama, as we turn to Daf Mem Tes Amid Aleph, and he says, Im Kain, Misha Isha Yoledes Misha Beches. If so, when the woman gives birth, she's worth more. As Rashi points out, the Gemara will explain exactly what is meant with the words im kain. But the idea of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is to argue on the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says that by assessing the value of the woman before giving birth and after her miscarriage, how much she'll be worth and the difference he has to pay, In other words, according to the Tanakhama, she's worth less after she miscarried. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says the opposite. If the woman has already given birth, then she's worth more, because while she's expecting a child, there's always a danger that she'll die in childbirth, and therefore the person who's buying her will pay less. Once she's already given birth or miscarried, but she is alive and well herself, so then she's worth more. The buyer doesn't have to worry that she'll die during labor, during childbirth. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel, I disagree with you, Tanakama. You cannot use your method to figure out the value of the Vladis. Ella, shamanes ha-Vladis, kamehen yafen. But you estimate the children themselves, how much they are worth, and the Gemara will explain how do we come to this calculation. Continues the Mishnah. These are not the words of Rav Shimon Gamliel. This is agreed to by everyone. V'noisein labal, that the payment has to be given to the husband. As Rashi brings down, we mentioned the pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim, where the pasuk says that kasher yoshes olav bal ha'isha. So this means that he is the one to whom the payment, the onesh yonesh, the payment of money, will have to be given. V'im ein labal, and if the husband has died, then nisen liyarshav, then the mazik has to give the Dmei Vladois to the Yorshim of the husband. Most Rishonim learn that this is even in a case where the accident took place after the death of the husband. Certainly before, if the accident took place before the death of the husband and then he died, that the money would go to the Yorshim, but even if the whole accident took place after the death of the husband. However, the Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam says that this halacha is only if the accident took place while the husband was alive, and then he died, the payment would be given to the Yorshim. However, if the accident took place after the death of the husband, then the money is given to the woman. Continues the Mishnah, Hoysa Shivcha v'nishtachara, if she was a maidservant and she was freed, oi giyaris, or she was a giyaris, a convert, so then pater, then the one who caused this accident, caused her to miscarry, is pater. So Rashi explains that what the Mishnah is saying is the following. If she was a shifcha of nishtachura, and she was married to an eved who also became freed, and when an eved cannot becomes freed, he becomes a Yisrael, so he is a ger, oi giyaris, or a giyaris was married to a ger. And Rashi explains, why doesn't it just say Hoysa Mishuchreres? Why does it say Hoysa Shifcha v'nishtachra? And Rashi explains to teach you that she had just recently become freed, and the Eved that she was married to, who also had become freed, together they did not have any other children. She had just become freed. These were the first children that she was carrying from her husband, the Eved, who had become freed. Now they have been miscarried. They have no other children. Or in the case of a ger, any children he may have had before, ger shenis gar katan shenolad dami, he has no relationship with his other children who were born when he was a goy. And he has no other children from his present wife, the Giyaris. And therefore, it comes out that there are no Yorshim. So now Rashi says, now that we've established that there's no Yorshim, it's Nichse Ager who has no Yorshim. Nichse Ager who has no Yorshim, his Nechasim are Hefker. Or the Eved who became Meshuchar, who became a Yid, he likewise has no other Yorshim, and he has no children, other children from his present wife, and therefore his Nechasim are Hefker. So really, the mazik has to pay, but he's paying to someone who has no yorshim, who's nechasim or hefker, who's the first one to be zoicha in what the ger or the eved meshucher owns. that will be the mazik. So he's like taking from one pocket and putting it into the other. He right away is zoicha back from the ger, from the Eved Meshuchra, and that's what the Mishnah means, that it tantamount that he's potter. He doesn't have to pay because the nechasim of a ger or the Eved Meshuchra are hefker, and therefore he, the mazik, will be right away claimed from a hefker. So therefore, basically, the halach is that he is potter in this case from paying. Rashi concludes by saying that really, we didn't have to make the case by Shivcha v'nishtach or Giyaris. It could have been the same case by Yisraelis, who's married to a ger or to an Eved Meshuchar, and they have no other children, would be the same halacha, except that the normal thing is that a Shivcha Shenishtachra is married to an Eved who became a Shuchar, a Giyaris is married to a similar type, a ger, and that's why the Mishnah is stated in this way, but Hu Adin d'Halacha would be the same with a Yisraelis who's married to a ger, to an Eved Meshuchar, and there are no Yorshim, it would be the same din, that the Mazik is Pater. Begins the Gemara, as we pointed out from Rashi in the Mishnah, that's what the Gemara is now going to say. Taima de Mischav L'Chaveri. If you read the Mischna, it says, Shor Shoyi Mischav L'Chaveri. And only then, if he hit the woman and he caused the miscarriage, is the owner of the Shor Pater. It would seem, Ha Mischav L'Isha, if the Shor had Kavana to gore the woman, and he caused the miscarriage, then the owner of the Shor, Mishalim Dmei Vladis, it would seem from the Mishnah that he would have to pay the Dmei Vladis. Lema Tavi Tiyufta to Rav Adabar Ava. Perhaps this should be a Tiyufta on what Rav Adabar Ava said before on Daf Membeis, the Amr Rav Adabar Ava. Shvorim Shemishchav Nulisha, if a ox had Kavana to gore a woman who was expecting a child, and as a result of his goring of the woman, he caused a miscarriage. So the owners are patur midmei vlades. They don't have to pay for the value of the children who were miscarried. And the char from our Mishnah would be mashma. It's only the Baal HaShor is only potter if neschavim lechaveri. If the shore wanted to gore a fellow shore, but if the shore wanted to gore the woman herself, then the Baal HaShor would be chayv. To yufta the Rabbi Rava. Amr loch Rabbi Rava answers, no. Hu Adin, really, the halacha is that filin is chavnu leisha nami p'tur mibnei v'lodeis. That even if the shorat kavanah to be mazik the isha, the owners would also be p'tur mibnei v'lodeis. Because the halacha of dmei v'lodeis is only by adam amazik. V'adik tani shor shor yimischav lechaveri. That which the Mishnah says, that the owner of the shor is only p'tur. When the shor had kavanah to gore his fellow shor, that's only to make the Mishnah symmetrical. Aidi de kaboy lemis nesefa. Since in the sefa, when we speak about Adam amazik, and the Adam is chayiv in the mate of Vlades, what's the case? Adam shayim is chavim lechavera. It's a case where a person wanted to hurt, he was in a fight with his fellow human being. The Hachik Siv Kra, as Rashi brings down, which we mentioned at the Akdama to the Mishnah, the Pasuk says, Ki Natsu Anashim, when two people were fighting with each other. Alma says, Rashi B'mischavim L'chaver Mishnah, the Pasuk is speaking about, where he had Kavanah to hurt his friend. He didn't have Kavanah to hurt the woman. So since that's the case of the Sefer, where you're Chayiv for Dmei Vlodos, Tani Reisha Nami, that's why in the Reisha it also makes the same similar case. Shor, Shor Yimischav L'Chaveri, and in that case, if the Shor wanted to gore his fellow Shor, the din is that the owner of the Shor is Potter when this accident happened and the Vlodos were miscarried. But Hu Adin, even if the Shor had Kavara to be Negech the Isha, the owner of the Shor would also be Potter. Amr Rapapa, says Rapapa, Shor Shenagach is a Shifcha. If there was a Shifcha who was not a Mishuchreres, and she is owned by her master, and a Shor caused her to miscarry, V'yotzi Yuladeo, so then the halacha is, Mishalim Dmei Vladois. Then the owner of the Shor has to pay the Dmei Vladois to the owner of the Shifcha. Our Mishnah is speaking about where the Shor caused a miscarriage of a Yisraelis, a regular woman who is not a Shifcha. That is when we say that the owner of the Shor is Potter. But in the case where the Shor was Negeach a Shifcha, there the owner of the Shor does have to pay the Mevlotis. My time, but what's the reason? Because Chamarta Ma'abarta Ba'al Mehuda Azik. for all intents and purposes, the shor gored a pregnant chamor. The Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, when Avram was going with Elezer and Yishmael, when he was going with Yitzchak to the Akedah, he said to Eliezer, Shvu lachem poi im hachamor, stay here with the donkey. And Chazal learn, im hachamor, make the nekuda am. Am hadoim lachamor, a nation, you Eliezer, you are an Eved, you are comparable to a chamor. And therefore, the tour of Dmei Vlodis by a shore is when we're dealing with the Vlodis of a regular Yisraelis, and it's a unique halacha that the Vlodis are not owned by the Baal, and yet the Torah said that the damage, the worth of the Vlodis, has to be paid to the husband. So there is where we say it's a halach in Adam HaMazik and not in Shor HaMazik. However, in this case, where it's the possession of, where it is owned by the master, so there it's a different halacha. It's one shor goring another animal and causing a damage comparable to that is the case of a shor goring an eved who is also owned by his master, and therefore there is a halacha that a shor hamazik has to pay. Now, this Gemara was brought up in the infamous Mendel Bayless trial in 1912, in the last century, when Mendel Bayless was accused of murder and of putting blood into matzahs. The accusers, who were really protecting one of their own, who was the real murderer, they brought this Gemara up. Look at the attitude of Jews to the nations of the world, where they call them Am Hadoim Elchamor. And the answer to their accusation, we can see from a Gemara that Tosfos brings down, by Bor. By Bor we have Alocha Shor V'loy Adam, that if an Adam falls into a pit, the owner of the pit is Potter. And we learn that Eved Oy Oma is also Potter if they fall into a pit. So we see that over there, an Eved or an Oma, a slave, is considered Adam. What the Gemara here is saying is that this unique halacha, which gives the monetary damage of the Vladim to the husband, where it's a case where the husband does not own the Vladis. So that halacha, that unique halacha, it's a gzeiras hakasev, that it's only by Adam HaMazik and not by Shor HaMazik. Whereas, in the case of an Eved, of a Shifcha, there it's Doim L'chamor in the sense that it's owned by the master, and then there is a monetary damage where the Baal HaShor would have to pay for the Vlodais that were miscarried by the Shifcha. That's what our Gemara means. The Gedolei Yisrael wrote letters to help in the defense of Mendel Bayless, and Rav Meir Shapiro Zitzel, who was the one who promoted Daf Yomi in the world that we are learning right now, Rav Meir Shapiro wrote that to the lawyers of Mendel Bayless, they're going to ask you from a Gemara which says that Atem Kruyum Adam Ve'ein Umus Oilem Kruyum Adam, which would seem to indicate that the Goyim are not considered human. And Rameir Shapiro said there's a whole different shot in the Gemara. That's not what the Gemara is trying to say. The Gemara is trying to say that Klal Yisrael is the only nation in the world where Atem Krim Adam, you, the entire Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, are one person. If a Jew, Mendel Bayless, is being attacked in Europe, Jews from all over the world feel his pain and come to his defense and try to help him, even though they don't even know who he is. But he's a Jew. We're all one. We're an Adam. That is a unique quality that is found by the Jewish people that is not found by others. But in terms of being considered human, of course, every human is considered a human. That's not the meaning of Atem Kriyum Adam, Ve'en Umisoylem Kriyum Adam. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah stated, Ketzad Mishalom Dmei Vlodois. How does the person pay for the damage of the miscarried children? And the Mishnah said, Shamana Seisha Kamahi Yafa Achala Yalda, the Kamahi Yafa Mishi Yalda. We estimate how much the woman is worth before she has given birth and how much she is worth after she has given birth. So the Gemara asks, Demei Vladois, as the Bach puts in the Vav, Ushvach Vladois Meboyalei. The woman appreciates in value when she is pregnant for two reasons. Number one, because of the value of the Vladois. But secondly, as Rashi says, that the pregnancy causes her to look mishubachas ubalasevorim mipnei ho'uber v'domer yukarin. She looks more robust as a result of the pregnancy, and therefore she is worth more. She looks like a stronger shifcha. So why are we only concerned with the value of the vlades? Why are we not concerned as well with the appreciation in her value because of her pregnancy? Demei vladois ushvach vladois meboyle, asks the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, hachi nami kamar. That's exactly what we mean in the Mishnah. Ketzad mishalom demei vladois ushvach vladois. How does the mazik pay for both the value of the miscarried children themselves and the appreciation and the value of the shifcha because she looks more robust? The answer is, shamana sa'isha, we estimate the woman, kamehi yafa achla yalda, how much she is worth in her pregnant state, v'kamehi yafa mishi yalda, and how much she is worth after losing those children, and the difference is what the mazik has to pay. As Rashi points out, this is the special halacha of Dmei Vladois, which the Torah gives to the husband. Included in that payment is the shevach that he is missing as a result of his wife's miscarriage. But this does not refer to the hezek that is caused to the woman. A woman who, not being in a pregnant state, is healthy, and a woman who has become battered and has a wound, that she is worth less. That is the halach of nezek, and that is a separate payment, and there the wife has a large share in it. She shares it together with her husband, as Rashi quotes the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Samech Hei Amud Beis. It depends where the makkah is. If it's a makkah beseser, it's hidden from view, then the wife collects two-thirds of the damages and the husband one-third. If it's a makkah begolui that can be noticed and seen, then the husband is the one who collects two-thirds and the wife collects one-third. Continues the Gemara, explaining the machloikas between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Mishnah said that Rav Shimon Gamliel said the following words to the Rabban, Im Kain, if so, Misha Isha Yoledes, Misha Bachas, when the woman gives birth, she's worth more. And the Gemara understood that the words Im Kain mean, Im Kain, according to what you're saying, you are saying that the woman is worth more. Ask the Gemara, my comer, what is Rav Shimon Gamliel saying? That's not what the Chachamim have said. The Chachamim have said that there is a depreciation in the value of the woman, and the mazik has to pay the difference. How could Rav Shimon Gamliel be saying to the Chachamim that you said that the woman is worth more? Amar Rabba, answers Rabba, Hachi Kamar. This is what is meant when Rav Shimon Gamliel said Im Kain. He meant to say, if this is the way that you're going to evaluate the depreciation in the woman's worth, actually, it's just v'nahapachu, it's just the opposite. V'chi isha mishabachas koidim shetelet yoysim alach shetelet. Is a woman, in fact, worth more before she gives birth than after she gives birth? It's just the opposite. V'haloi isha mishabachas la'achar shetelet yoysim koidim shetelet. A woman is worth more, she appreciates in value after she gives birth. She's worth more than before she gives birth. The reason is because there is no sakana anymore that she can die in childbirth. So if someone will want to buy a shifcha, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he will pay more for the shifcha once she has delivered, once she's no longer pregnant and she has survived childbirth. He will pay more for her than before the childbirth, where he doesn't know if she will survive the birth. So if you're going to estimate the dmei vlodis based on comparing how much she's worth before birth and after, in fact, that's my question, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, she's going to be worth more. Ella, what is my opinion, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, shamanes havlodis. You do not pay for the vlodis by evaluating the worth of the mother, but rather you evaluate the vlodis themselves. How much would a person pay to have the schus that if these children are born healthy, that he can use them as avodim, where he takes a risk that perhaps they will not survive, the woman will miscarry, maybe the woman will die in childbirth and the children will die. He's taking a risk. How much he'll pay for that risk, that he may get the healthy avodim, he may not. And that is what has to be paid to the husband. The Noisin Labal, and we give it to the Baal, as Rashi has already brought the Pasuk, because since it says that the Baal is the one who assesses it and brings it to Bezdin, Onish Yonish Kasher Yusha Solov Baal Ho'isha. So since he's the one who's bringing this case to Bezdin, we say that the Torah gave him the Schus in the Dmei Vlodis. Nois nun labal. Tanya nami hachi. We learned like this in a brice as well. Is a woman in fact worth more before she gives birth compared to after she gives birth? A woman is worth really more after she gives birth than before. Ella, shamanes havladis nois nun labal. You estimate the vladis alone, not in the context of how much the mother is worth, and that is given to the Baal. Rav Shimon Gamliel's name is not mentioned in the Braisa, but as the Maram Shif explains in the Sugya here, the Gemara understands the way Rabba explained it, that he is in fact the Baal HaMemra of this Braisa, and this will be in the Gay of the Gemara further. Rava Omar. Rava has a completely different understanding of the words of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel is not questioning how you can make the assessment of the Dmei Vlod is based on the worth of the mother, but rather Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying something else. Rav Amar Hachi Tani, this is the pshat in the words of Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'chi isha l'mishi yoledes mishabeches ve'ein la'atzma b'shvach vlodes klum. When he says the words im kain, misha ishiya, let us mishabachas, what he means to say is, granted that you're saying that the husband should get the vlodois, the dmei vlodois, but the shevach, that the woman is worth more, is it only as a result of the children that she's carrying? It's a result of her body, which is now looking more robust as a result of the pregnancy. So it's together. It's the children, which the husband is zoiche in, but it's also the woman's body. V'chi isha l'mishia letis, is a woman only mishabeches to the husband to whom she is bearing these children, ve'ein la'atzma b'shevach v'lodetz klum, and her body has nothing to do with the shevach of the v'lodetz. Elo shamanes av v'lodetz v'nois l'baal. Ein echanami, the value of the v'lodetz, that's given totally to the baal. But v'shvach v'lodetz chalkin, since, as Rashi says, that the fact that she is more robust is machma shneyen bo'en, it comes as a result of both the embryos within her and her body. Therefore, the husband has a chelik, he gets half of her appreciation and value because of the vlodois, and she gets half because it also entailed her body. So they split in that shevach of the vlodois. The Baal gets the whole dmei vlodois, and they split the shevach of the vlodis that was caused by the embryos in her body. They're joint shutvim and they divide it. Tani Nami Yochi, we learned like this in the Brice as well. And here we have the name of Rav Shimon Gamliel said explicitly in this second Brice. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, v'chi isho l'mishio letes mishabeches. Is she only mishabech her body to the husband to whom she is giving birth for? Ve'ein la'atzim b'shevech v'azklum. And she herself has no part, her body has no part in the appreciation that came about as a result of the Vladois, Elo Shom and Nezek Bifnei Atzmai. The Nezek, as we explained before, if we forget about the fact that she's pregnant, the difference between what she was worth before receiving blows to her body by this person and how much she's worth now after receiving those blows, that's Nezek. Shom and Nezek Bifnei Atzmai, and as we explained from the Gemara Ksubis, the husband and the wife share, depending if it's a makah b'seis or a makah b'goli. V'tzar b'fnei atzmoi, the pain to have children born in this traumatic way versus normal childbirth, that pain the mazik has to pay for. V'shamanes avladis, you estimate the value of the vladis. V'noisn labal, you give it to the baal. V'shevach vladis chalkin, and the shevach vladis are split. Ask the Gemara. If this is the pshat in our Mishnah, the way Rava brings from this brisa, kasha, the Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel, we have a stira in the words of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why? Because in the first brisa, which was anonymous, but as we spoke out from the Maram Shif, we think that the pshat is like Rava's interpretation, that this is going like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying to the Tanakama that a woman is worth, in fact, more after giving birth than before. And in the second Brisa, where we have explicitly Rav Shimon Gamliel's name, there it says that Cholkin, the husband and wife, share in the depreciation, in the special damages that are caused, that she depreciates in value. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Cholkin. The Rabbanan say no, that the husband gets that Shevach Ne'urim also, and we'll soon see a Makar in the Torah for the Shita of the Chachamim. But the point is that in the second Brisa, Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, in fact, that she does depreciate. And in the first Brisa, it comes out that Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying that she is worth more. The Gemara answers, it's not a stira loy kasha. Here it's speaking about that it was her first child. And there, in fact, there's a big sakana the first time she gives birth. Will she survive the birth? And there, in fact, she's worth more after the birth than before. And that was the first brisa. Khan over here, where we say that she goes down in value from pregnancy to after pregnancy. That speaking about Bishayin Mevacheres, it's not the first child. So she had a first child already, and we know that she was able to survive the childbirth. And Mimela, someone who is buying her when she's pregnant and knows that she has successfully given birth before, he's willing to pay more for the fact that A, she looks more robust, B, that hopefully he'll have viable children who will become slaves. So she's worth more before she gives birth than after she gives birth. We have no stira in the words of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now the Gemara wants to understand the Shita of the Chachamim. It comes out that there's a basic machloikis here, whether the Shevach of the Vladis belongs to the husband or it's shared by the husband and the wife, where Rav Shimon Gamliel holds it shared, and the Chachamim hold that it belongs totally to the husband. Just like the May Vladis belongs to the husband, the Shevach Vladis, the fact that the woman's body appreciates, also belongs to the husband. V'rabban and Dami Shevach Vladis, Nami Labal, my time, or what is their reason? Our answer is Kedisnan, as we learned in a Mishnah. Mimash, Mishnemar. It says in the Pasuk that we quoted at the beginning of the Shir, in Mishpatim, Shmois Perkov Aleph Pasuk Chav Beis, that v'chinatzu anashim v'nakfu ishahara v'yatzu yuladeh. So why does it have, the Gemara wants to understand, why does it have to say she is pregnant and v'yatzu yuladeh? Mimash v'shnemer v'yatzu yuladeh, that she miscarried, any yodea don't I know shehihara, that she was pregnant. Matam ad loimahara, why did the Torah have to repeat that she was pregnant? Loimalach to teach you, shevachar royin labal, that not only is the onish yonish, the money, monetary payment for the Dmei Vlad is it themselves, but also it is for the depreciation in the value of the woman that was here at the time that she was pregnant. That Shevach of the pregnancy also, which is now missing, goes to the husband. He learns that it's split. So what does he use the horror for? Why did the Torah have to say she's pregnant if it says that she miscarried? Miboyle, the Rav Shimon Gamliel needs it, look at a sign, which we learned in a Breiser, Lozab and Yaakov Oimer. Loy, Lemein Echayiv, when is the Mazik Chayiv for the domain of Lotus? Achi Akana Keneged Besa Royan. He has to hit her opposite her womb. Amra Papa, that's what the word horror is coming to tell you. Otherwise, he's Potter. Amra Papa, don't think, Loi Tema, Kenegu, Besa, Roy, Mamish, that he's only Chayev if he hit her right by her womb. Ela Kol Hecha, the Solik Bey, Shichma, wherever the heat of the knock is felt throughout her body, that would cause a miscarriage, and on that, he is Chayev. Kol Hecha, the Solik Bay Shimchal of Lod, where the body, including the embryo, would experience and feel the heat of the Makkah, there the Mazik has to pay Lafuke Yad Veregel Deloy. If he hit her on the hand or foot where the embryo would not feel that pain, would not feel that blow, there, even if there was a miscarriage, the Mazik would be Potter. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the next part of the Mishnah. If there was a Shivcha or a Giyaris, as we explained in the Mishnah, and the Shivcha was married to an Eved Meshucher, and the Giyaris was married to a Ger, and the husband died, and there are no Yorshim, so then the Mazik, he's Zochem in a Hefker, because Nichse Ger, which does not have Yarshim, is Hefker, so he has an obligation to pay, but right away he's the first one to be Zochem in a Hefker, and therefore he does not have to pay anyone the damage that he caused to this woman in terms of the Dmei Velotis and the Shevach that would come out from the Velotis. We'll see more about this in the Gemara later. Omer Rabba, says Rabba, Loishanu, when is this halacha stated that the mazik is potter? Ela shechovel ba b'chayi hager, meis hager. If he damaged her in the lifetime of the ger, and then the ger died, and then the case was brought to Bezdin, so Bezdin will paskin that the mazik is potter. The kiv and the chovel ba b'chayi hager, because since he caused this damage in her in the lifetime of the ger, zocha b'hu ger, so the ger was already zocha in this monetary compensation, the kiv and the meis hager, and since the ger died without any yarshim, zocha b'hu min hager, then the mazik can be zoicha from Hefker. So he's zoicha from the ger, and therefore he doesn't have to pay anybody. Avol chovel balach or misa ger, but if the mazik damaged her after the death of the ger, zachya lo ihi begavayu, then the woman, she herself is zoicha in this monetary compensation. Umechayiv lishlume lo ledida, and then the mazik will have to pay her, even though there are no yorshim, she will be the one to receive this payment. Amr Rav Chizda Mori Dechi, the master, Dechi Rashi explains, is this, the master of this teaching, he's speaking to Rabba, Otu Vlodois Tzrori Ninu, are children bundles of money? Vizachya Behu, and she is Zoche? I disagree. My opinion is, El Isya Labal Zochele Rachmana, if there is a husband at the time of the damages to his wife, then the Torah was zoche to him. He is supposed to get monetary compensation. If he dies, then the yorshim will receive it. But if there are no yorshim, as in the case of a ger or an eved meshucher, lesa labal loy, if there's no ger, if there's no husband, then nobody gets it. As Rav Boruch Ber explains in the Sefer Birchei Shmuel, what is the machlokes here between Rab and Rav Chizda? Everyone admits that the husband does not really own the vlodis, as he would, as we explained earlier in the shir, in the case of a shifcha, where he would be an owner of the vlodis, as he is an owner of the shifcha, he certainly does not own the vlodis. However, the Torah gave him a monetary compensation for what happened to the embryos that his wife was carrying. So Rabba understands that this monetary compensation is like any other transferable monetary compensation. And therefore, if he was alive when it happened and he subsequently died, so he's the one who was Zoche, his Yorshim are then Zoche from him. If there are no Yorshim, then no one will get it because the Mazik will be Zochem and a Hefker. But if the husband died before his wife gave birth, she gave birth after he had already died, so Rashi says she claims the children that she is carrying. There's no one closer to the children than the embryos that she is carrying in her body. Says Rashi, Vehi kodem l'chol adam. She is first. So therefore, now when the mazik causes her to lose her children, when she miscarries, then the mazik has to pay her because this is a transferable monetary compensation in this case, says Rabba. And on that, Rav Chisda disagrees, and Rav Chisda said, this is not a bundle of money that you can transfer from one person to the other. The Torah gave, it's a gzeirus hakasav, that the Torah made a special halacha here, a unique halacha, that even though the husband doesn't own the embryos, but yet the Torah awarded him this monetary compensation, but the gzeirus hakasav of this award is only if at the time of the chavola, there is a husband alive, and then even if the husband dies later, his yorshim will take over in his place. So then, einachanami, the Torah said that we pay the husband or his yorshim. But if there's no husband, there's no yorshim, and then the woman gave birth, then you're not fulfilling the requirements upon which this Gzeiras HaKosev is based on. As Rashi says, Vaharei Ein La Toivin. There is no one around at the time of the Chavola to properly make a claim against the Mazik. The woman is not the one who the Torah awarded this monetary compensation. You haven't fulfilled the requirements of the Torah. It's not a transferable monetary compensation from the husband to the wife, who is now the closest one to the children, because she's carrying the children as Rabba is trying to put forward the Svara. On this, Rav Chisda disagrees. This is the beer of Rav Baruch Ber in the Machloikis here between Rabba and Rav Chisda. Continues the Gemara. Maisvi, I'll ask you a question. Hika Esaisha, if somebody hit a woman, Vyatsuladeh, and she miscarried. Nois and Nezik Vitsarli Isha. So the woman is the one who gets the Nezik and the Tsar, based on the formula that we spoke of before from the Gemara and Subastav Samach Heyamid Beis. Udmei Vladis Labal, the Torah gives the value of the embryos to the husband. Ein Habal, what happens if there is no husband? Nois and Liarshav. Then we give it to the Yorshim, who are Mimala Makomo. They come in his place. Ein Ha'isha. What happens if the wife died and Rashi speaks out from the Gemara earlier on Daf Mem Gimel that she's a Grusha, so the husband would not inherit it from his wife. So then the Halacha is nice and Liyarsha. Then we give it to her Yorshim. Ha'isa Shivcha v'nishtachara. If she was a Shivcha that became freed, with her husband who became freed, Oig Yairus, who was married to a ger, Zocha. So then the Mazik is Zocha, and he doesn't have to pay. And the Gemara understood that this is speaking about, in the Havamina, even if he was Mazik after the Misa of the ger. And what do we see? Zocha, that the Mazik is Zocha. So L'chora, we have a Raya to Rav Chisda that the mazik is potter. He does not have to pay the woman, even if he was mazik her after the death of her husband. And so it's a question on Rabba from this brisa. Amri, so the Bnei Yeshiva answered, Umi adif masnisin. Why is this brisa any better than the mission itself? What did Rabba explain our Mishnah? Do Kimna Shechavol Baba Chai Yager Umes Ager, that our Mishnah is speaking about a case where the Chavola took place in the lifetime of the Ger, and then subsequently, by the time it came to Bezdin, the Ger had died. That is when the Mazik is Potter. But Rabba said that if you have a different case where the Chavola happened after the death of the husband, then it would in fact go to the wife. Hachanami, this brisa, I'll tell you the same thing. Rabba will zetzain the brisa, shechava babachai yager, umes ager, that the mazik caused the damage in the lifetime of the ger, and then the ger died. That's when you have to give it. That's when the mazik is potter. But if it happened after the death of the ger, and hachanami, the mazik would be chayv to pay to her according to the sheet of Rabba. The Iboy is saying, if you want, I'll give you a different shot in the brisa. Really, the brisa is speaking about la'achar mises ager. It is after the death of the ger. You asked me, Akasha, that it says, Zocha, that the mazik does not have to pay to the woman. So I will answer you that that's not what Zocha means. As we turn to Daf Mem Tesame Beis, Utni Zochsa, as the top toises here, Divra Maskel Utni Zochsa explains, it's not that we are going to make a hagor in the brisa and say that it should be read feminine, that you give it to the woman. But it means, Zacha means whoever is supposed to win, wins. So if the damage happened in the lifetime of the ger, then it does not go to the woman. Then the mazik is the first one who zoicha, and he doesn't have to pay at all. If it happened after the death of the ger to chavala, then zacha means that she is the one who wins the day. She carries the day, and she has to be paid by the mazik. The word zacha means whoever's supposed to win, wins. Says the Gemara, Lemekatanoi, maybe this machlokes between Rabba and Rab Chisda, whether if a damage happened after the Misa of the Ger, whether it goes to her or not, Lemekatanoi, should we say it's machlokes tanoim? Because we learned the following. Bas Yisroel Shanisis LeGer, a Yisraelis who was married to a Ger, and a Sabram, she became pregnant, Mimenu. The chavol, and someone caused her a damage, and she miscarried. And when did this take place? B'chaya ger, in the lifetime of the ger, noisen d'mei v'lodis l'ger. Then he has to give the money of the v'lodis to the ger. What happens if la'achar mises ager, the hezek took place after the death of the ger? Does the mazik have to pay, or is he potter? Speaking about a case, there are no yorshim. So Tani Chada, we learned in one Brisa Chayev. The Tani Chada, we learned in another Brisa Potter. My love, isn't the answer to this contradiction that Tanoim Ninu? In fact, it's a Machloikis Tanoim. That one Tana holds like Rabba that Chayev, that he has to pay the woman, and one Tana will hold like Rab Chisda, that Potter, that he does not pay the woman, and he's Potter even if it happened after the death of the Ger. So the Gemara says, Lo Rabba Vadi Tanoi. Rabba is stuck, as we will soon see, why Rabba cannot give the answer to the stira that Rab Chisda is about to give. But Rabba is stuck. Rabba must say it's machloikis tanoim. And if Rabba says that the mazik, in fact, is chayiv to give it to the wife of the ger, he will be going like that Tana who holds chayiv. He cannot work it out according to the Tana that says potter. But El Rav Chisda, according to Rav Chisda, Milema Tanoyi, should we say it's Machlokes Tanoyim? Are we forced, like we are in the case of Rabba, to say it's Machlokes Tanoyim? Or does Rav Chisda, as Rashi explains, have a way out to say it's not a Machlokes Tanoyim, and everybody could hold, like Rav Chisda, that he is Potter? And the Gemara says, in fact, Loi Kasha. Rav Chisda he's not forced into a corner to say it's Machlokes Tanoyim. Ha Rabbanan. Ha, Rav Shimon Gamliel, he can say the following, as Rashi explains. Everyone holds, like my Shita, that your potter, that the mazik is potter. But we had a machloikis before, between Rabban and Rav Shimon Gamliel, concerning the shvach of the vlodis, how much the woman is worth less now that she's not carrying these children. According to Rabbanan, the Shvach Vladis also goes to the husband. It's a result of the Dmei Vladis. She looks more robust because of the Vladis. So this special monetary compensation, the Torah awarded to the husband. The wife doesn't get it. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Dmei Vladis goes to the husband. But the Shevach of the Vladis, which was caused both by the embryos and by her body, is Chalkin. It's shared. So therefore, Rav Chisda says, the Brisa that says Potter is going like my Shita, that the woman doesn't get from her husband the right if the Hezek happened after the Misa. And since the Rabbanan hold that this right always goes to the husband, it doesn't become the wife's right after his death either. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that this is a split. The Shevach Vladis is split, so there is a Chiyuv to the woman. On that it says Chayiv, and as we're going to see soon in the Gemara, not only will she get half, but in fact the Gemara is going to explain why in this case, even Rav Chisda will agree that she will get the whole Shevach of the Vladis. Now, why can't we say the same thing according to Rabbah? He'll also say it's Machlokes Rabban and Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rashi explains, because according to Rabbah, if Rabbah were to say that everybody holds like me, that if the Hezek happened after the death of the Ger, that the Mazik has to pay to the woman. So if so, then how could one Brisa say Potter? What do you want to say? It's going like the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan holds Shevach of Vladois goes to the Baal. But after Misa, according to Rabbah, not only the Dmei Vladois, but the Shevach Vladois, that's a result of the Dmei Vladois, which B'chayim went to the husband, La'achar Misa would go to the, Rabbanan would also be Mo'ed, would go to the wife. So how could there be a Brisa that says Potter? Unless that Brisa is a Machlokes Tanoim, that Man D'Omer holds, that we don't say it goes to the wife. That you're Potter from Dmei Vladis, you're Potter from Shevach Vladis, because that Brisa must hold like Rav Chisda. So Rabbah doesn't have room to maneuver to say that it's going like me, both Brises, except one is Rabbanah and one is Rav Shimon Gamliel, because even the Rabbanah would be Moida. If everybody would hold that the wife is Zeicha, then the Rabbanah would have to agree that it goes over, Lach or Misa, it goes over to the wife. But Rav Chisda, who says Potter, he can say that both Brises hold Potter. The one that holds Chayiv is going like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that even in the lifetime of the husband, she was chaylik, she got half, and for a special reason, as we'll soon see, la'achar misa, the mazik will have to give her the entire shevach of the vladis. Ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon Gamliel, if that price is going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, my iri lachar misa, so why do you have to say the case speaking about lachar misa? Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that you have to give half mechayim as well. The Gemara answers, yes, mechayim isla palga. When the husband's alive, the wife gets half of the shevach vladis. But lachar misa, kule, as we'll see later in the Gemara, why this is so. After Misa is Chayiv. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, she gets the whole thing, even according to Rav Chisda. So we don't have to say according to Rav Chisda, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. We could say everybody holds Potter, but you know what it means Chayiv. It's the Shevach Vladis, that is Chayiv, that which she had a half portion when the husband was alive, she gets the whole when the husband is dead, and the Chavala happened after he died. The Eboy is saying, or I'll give you a different teretz, Havaha Rav Shimon Gamliel. Both Brises are going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Kam Bishra Shevach Vladis. Here it's going with the Shevach of the Vladis, where it's Chayiv. Kam B'dmei Vladis. And here it's going with the Dmei Vladis. According, because Rav Shimon Gamliel also agrees that the Dmei Vladis in the lifetime of the husband go to the husband. And according to Rav Chisda, that does not transfer to the wife if it happened after the husband's death. However, the Shevach Vladis, which Rav Shimon Gamliel says, the wife gets half, La'achar Misa, if the Hezek happened, she'll get the whole thing. Ask the Gemara, now the Gemara comes to this point. Amri, the Bnei Yeshiva said, they had the following question. Why don't I say, Mi Shevach Vladis Lishma Demei Vladis? Rav Shimon Gamliel Lishma L'Rabbanit. What are you telling me? That even according to Rav Chisda, that we normally don't transfer the rights of the husband to the wife, and yet, concerning the Shevach Vladis, we transfer from a half to a whole. So if you do that concerning Shevach Vladis, a half in the lifetime of the ger, and if the Hezek happened L'achar Misa, then she gets the whole thing, and that's the braisa that says Chayiv, and even Rav Chisda is going to admit that it's Chayiv, so why don't I say the same thing by Dmei Vladis? Why by Dmei Vladis do you insist that it's Potter? And if Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that it goes to the wife, the whole thing, we only found one machlag between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabban and explains Rashi. And that's Mechayim. Does the husband get the whole Shevach Vladis? Or do they share? But we didn't find any other machlaikas. If you're telling me that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, for some reason, the wife gets the whole Shevach Vladis after, if the Hezek happened after the death of the husband, so then why don't I say that the Rabbanan agreed to that as well? Amri, they answered the Bnei Yeshiva Loi. Don't, Tafasta Merubah Loi Tafasta. Don't learn from one to the other. There's a special reason why, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we make a switch from half in the lifetime of the ger to the wife receiving the whole thing if the hezek happened after the death. We can't apply that. We cannot apply it to the Dmei Vladis. We cannot apply it from Rav Shimon Gamliel to the Rabbanim. Shevach Vladis, the Shaychi Yodah Begavayo, as Rav Boruch Ber explains, by Shevach Vladis, we see she gets half. So we see that Shevach Vladis is not dependent entirely on the husband. If it's not dependent entirely on the husband, and she already has her hand in the pot, so to speak, her hand already is getting half, so Zachi Babakulo, if the Hezek happened after the husband died, since we see the Torah didn't make it 100% based on the husband, then her hand can get bigger, so to speak. She can go from a half to a whole. But the Dmei Vladis, but the Dmei Vladis, where she had no shaychus, her hand had no shaychus, then Rav Chisda insists, but both according to Rav Shimon Gamliel and according to Rabbanan, anything that Mechayim she had no shaychus to, she doesn't, that's not transferable if the Hezek happened after death. Just like she got nothing Mechayim, if it happened after death, she gets nothing as well. She didn't meet the requirements of the Gzeir Sakasiv that it goes to the husband or his Yorshim. However, Shevach Vladis, which he already got half in the lifetime of the husband, there, even Rav Chisda is Moida, that Rav Shimon Gamliel will hold that after death, Chayiv, that the Mazik has to pay her the entire Shevach Vladis that were lost as a result of her miscarriage. Continues the Gemara with a question. Boy, mini Rav Yiba Sabam Ram Nachman. Hamachsik Bishta Reis Rishal Ger. If after the death of a Ger, somebody went over to his stories and he grabbed his stories, and in the stories there were liens on properties. So as we're soon going to see, it is for sure that the person who was Zocha Minahefker, just because he picked up the paper, as the Gois Maimonides tells us, by picking up a star, that doesn't give you automatically a lien on the properties that were listed in the stories. So the Gemara has no question that the person who was Zoch in the Shtoris will not get the properties. Our Gemara's whole discussion is, will he in fact be Zoch in the paper itself or not? Hamachzik b'shtoris v'shoger, mahu, what is the din? Do I say, man demachzik b'shtor adaita da'aru demachzik, a person that holds a shtar, he wants to get the property. And uba'ar in the property, holei asik, just by holding onto a piece of paper, he's not going to get the lien that is attached to that property. Ustora nami loikana de lav daite ashtora. So since he didn't have kavana to be kind of the actual piece of paper of the shtar, not only won't he get the karka that the shtar shows there is a lien on the karka, he won't get the piece of paper itself. Or maybe I say differently, I will say Daiting nami ashtora. Not only does he want to get the karka, which he won't get, but he does have in mind also on the piece of paper. Omar lei. So he said back to him, Ani mori, answer me, my master. V'chilotzer al pitzul chusay hutzarech. How could you say he had in mind the piece of paper? What, is he thinking when he picks up the piece of paper, not only do I want the karka, but I want to use this to wrap around my flask. L'chayra, the Gemara thought, he doesn't want that. Armalei, he answered him, lotzer. Why not? Let him wrap and wrap. He would have kavana for that. Amar Rabba said, Rabba, Mashkoini, Shal Yisrael B'yad Ger. If a Yisrael had borrowed money from a Ger, and he gave him collateral, a Mashkin, as a security, Umes a Ger, and the Ger died. And once the Ger died, so without any Yorshim, so any liens that he had on other people, anything that was owed to him, becomes bottle. And what happened? Uboy Yisrael Achra, and another Jew came, Ve'echzikbor, and he grabbed a hold of the collateral that the other Yisrael had deposited by the Ger, we remove it from the hands of the second Yisrael. My time, what's the reason? Kivin de mislay Ger, since the Ger died, Pakalei Shibude, the liens are nullified, and therefore, it, as Rashi says, this item will revert back to the ownership of the owner, and the second Yisrael has no business in being Zoche in this collateral. What about in the following case, Mashkoni shel Ger b'yad Yisrael? If the Ger had borrowed money from Yisrael, and he had given the Yisrael security, umeis Ger, and the Ger died, uboy Yisrael achav v'hechzik boy, and another Jew came along and grabbed this item that belonged to the Goy, but that he had deposited by the Yid, and the Ger now died, and he had no Yorshim, the Ger, So he still owes the money to the Yid. So let's say the collateral was worth $5,000. The loan was worth $3,000. So the halacha is, Zeh kona keneged ma'asav. The first, the malva is kona, the security, equal to what he has a lien on the security of $3,000. Vizeh and the second Yisrael, who had grabbed a hold of this security, kon es ashar, since the nechasim of a ger hefker without yarshim, therefore, now that he grabbed it, so he is zoche in whatever the security was extra above and beyond that which the malva had a lien on it for $3,000, the extra $2,000, the second Yisrael will acquire. Ask the Gemara of Amai, why does the second Yisrael get the extra $2,000? Tiknei Chatzeroi, we would think that the security is in the property of the first Yisrael, so why does the Chatzer of the first Yisrael, why is it not kind of for him? Da'am Rabbi Yossi Baruch Nina, Rabbi Yossi Baruch Nina has taught us that a chotzer of a person is koinah for a person as a shliach of that person without his knowledge. So the Gemara answers, Amri, hachamayaskin, delaysay, that the malva is not in town. When do I say that the chotzer can be a shliach of the person? That's only kol hechadis l'di day. If he himself could have done something to acquire this item, the boy mikni motzi kani kanyule nami chatzeri. If he could be kainit, so then the chatzer acts as his shliach and be kainit in his stead. But kol hecha the leisla today, if he's not even in town, so he's not able at this moment to make any kinyan in this item. The boy hula mikni loy motzi kani. If he would have wanted to make a kinyan, he would not be able to make a kinyan. Chatzer, not only kanya, his chatzer is also not kona. V'hilchasa, the halacha is, the leisa v'chatzeroi, the leikana. When is the chatzer not kona? Only the leisa v'chatzeroi, the leikana. It's only when it's not in its chatzer that his chatzer is not kona. It's not in his chatzer. But if it is in his chatzer, except he's not in town, it will be kona. As the Maram Shiv brings from the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Yud Aleph, where the sugya of chatzer is found, that our Gemara here is speaking about, it's a chatzer mishameris. It's a secure chatzer, and a secure chatzer, the Gemara thought that a secure chatzer would not be kaina, the Gemara in Havamin. But the Vehilchasa is that a secure chatzer is kaina for a person, shaloi madate, even if he's not in town, and even if right now he wouldn't be able to actually make a kinyan, but since he's potentially able to make a kinyan, even though he can't do it at this moment, his chatzer, if it's mishumeres, it could, chatzer mishtameres, could be kona for him. The only time the chatzer would not be kona is if the item is not in his chatzer. That's the only time that the second Yisrael would be zocha in the extra $2,000 in the marshal that we gave above and beyond what was owed to the first Yisrael. Wow.